in the process of bringing us into the likeness of his Son, God has to change our centre of gravity from ourselves to him. He must decentralise us. When I worked in the City of London 60 years ago, that was a big word. Everything was being decentralised. Large firms were moving out from the mile that then formed the great hub of the business world. They were decentralising because the cost of staying in the city was too great. God has to do that with us because since the fall, we've been centred on ourselves and the cost of staying there is too great. There's a high cost to be paid for a low life. Life centred on ourselves. We are self-centred. It's our legacy from the fall. What's in it for me? Main question of life. So in that process of dislodging us from our place of ruling our own lives, things can get a little tricky. I'm going down memory lane again here. Many years ago, there was a Doris Day song entitled Move Over, Darling, and that is exactly what he says to us. Move over, darling. Someone else is in the driving seat of your life. It could be said that all our problems stem from our refusal to do this one thing, move over, to hand over control of our lives to another. For however long you are in the world without knowing him, you're going to have to learn to let go and surrender to his dominion and allow him and his government to take over. How hard that move is will depend on you, because you can come the hard way or the easy way, but come you will. I've seen people struggle for 30 years or more before they finally capitulated and acknowledged that he does know best. Just stop here for a moment and ask yourself where you are currently striving with the divine will, and make a conscious decision with the help of the Holy Spirit to let go, because you just won't win this one, beloved. Human striving with the divine never does win, that is. You won't regret it, and you will begin to experience the government of God in your life. You'll know who you are and whose you are, and you will be satisfied, guaranteed. Unlike that other old song, I can't get no satisfaction. Note to self, I must come out from memory lane.